Tantalizingly, poems were often inspired by seeing people I did not know and would never know. After a time, all that remains is the record of seeing them caught in a poem, however briefly or elliptically, as in this poem, The Orchard, which dates from a visit to Florence in the mid-1980s. The Orchard. She is always the same, mystery. Today she is golden-haired at the edge of the artificial lake, dressed in black like a morning Venus. In Florence, she wore earrings, ellipses of light, so sophisticated, she was sacred and profane, totally pure, even when whore. In the orchard, she bore the fragrance of apples, ending paradise with her lips. And the next poem is called The Apple. Her mouth was made to eat fruit. The apple, when she touches it, urges itself open to admit her tongue. She subdues with her lips the skin, tears soft with her teeth the white of flesh, and though the core is hidden, it yields her ingress, and breaks for her, sweet as sin, deep in penetration, though the seed is black within, deep in penetration, though the seed is black within.